Good morning. What's your broom? January 29th, 2015. So, I'm thinking organizing, really. I've decided to try and do my reflections. Well, that wind is coming onto the microphones there. My reflections onto my Olympus. My Panaras have been dispatched, and which is good. So they'll be here. They should be here maybe tomorrow, Saturday. It's nice, it's dry now, but there's a lot of rain and sleet. Wind is here again today. But I was interested, I just have been listening to Mac's blog, McColgan, and he was saying how at 8 o'clock this morning he was seeing brightness in the sky, he was seeing light, and he was, you know, and it's so good to hear that. And there's like, I seen a quote, it was tweeted out yesterday from Father Paddy Byrne. He's on Twitter, he's in Ireland, Carlow, he's based in Portlaoise, I think that's his parish. And he was saying that you know, he said a lovely quote, snowdrops are a sign of that hope is coming, and that's, yeah, it's really nice. So I thought that was really nice. It was really nice. I wasn't going to boom her blog today, but I don't know. Just listening to people's reflections always make me want to do one. So, but McColgan was also talking about time and how are you guys, you know, are you late for appointments, or do you arrive just on time, or are you really early? My mum, my sister, one of my sisters have to be early all of the time. They have to be early for appointments. And for me, once I'm there on time, or maybe 5-10 minutes before, I have to be, yeah, it has to be before, obviously. But for me, I think it's down to obviously being blind and having to plan things, and you know, with my guide dog, and yeah, I have to be early, so, you know, a bit early. I don't like to be too early, because I don't think that's good, you know, for, like, it always reminds me, like, of an interview, and they say this, I don't know, another way, this, what you should and what you shouldn't do, the do's and the don'ts, and I think one of them is not to be too early, because they don't like, you know, it doesn't look good if you're too early. I don't know, there's something like that anyway, but for ordinary appointments, I definitely have to be a bit early. So, I was up at 7 this morning, fed Basil and Ella, and they're doing good, but I went back to bed again, and it's funny how you dream in the mornings like this, you know, and they're always bad. It's never nice dreams. I was dreaming that I'd left Basil at home, and for some reason, and we had Ella with us, and I don't know why that happened. And then I came back, and Basil was he's all cut in his back. He was all sores all along his back, and apparently he had him on his belly, and I was checking, and I rang the vet, and and the vet was horrible, and he said, "I can't do nothing for you. It's not in my area. I suggest acupuncture." so off he went, and he gave me directions to this place. And I remember coming off the phone, and I said, "All we can do is bring him to acupuncture." And I said, "Look at the state of him." And he was biting my hand, and like, he was like, you know, because he was in pain. He said it was just from he didn't even say, kind of like, he's been rubbing on floors and stuff and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, what? And So yeah, but it's amazing how you dream of stuff like that, and about your nearest and dearest. And I always dream about if I'm ever I don't know, maybe subconsciously a bit stressed or down or something. I always dream about my guide dogs, always. Like an anxiety, you know, I always do. Yeah, it's weird. The trees. Whoa. That is a very strong sound. So for anyone interested, I haven't it on a recording setting at all now, and I have it on mic sensitivity. Oh, hold on, I probably have this wrong, so mic sensitivity is low, I don't know. I probably should have it on a different setting. But I don't have it on any of the settings. That's me for Thursday, 29th, and I better go and do something and go out and stuff. Take care, everybody.